people, welcome back to Bring Something to the Table podcast. I am your host, Ashley. Did I say hello, people?
I think so.
Okay. I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot to just say hello, people.
You are losing it.
I am. Hey, it's been a crazy week. Okay.
Hey guys, I'm John.
I wasn't there yet. Well, our other host.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
John.
Hey. I'm still here.
For now. Kidding.
You can't replace me.
Of course I can.
I hold the keys to Studio 5.
You're right.
So, good luck. Record it on your Android.
Hey, I can try, but it won't sound the same. It wouldn't be the same.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it might sound the same, but...
Wouldn't be the same.
You ain't gonna have another better co-host than me.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm cocky.
Yeah, we know.
Don't get got.
What?
Nothing.
But what are you going
to
say?
No, welcome back to the table.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I ain't going to say nothing.
All right.
I'm good now. I apologize. I'm not editing anything from this episode.
Okay.
This will be our first unedited straight off the...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so... Ooh, get ready.
Well, if there's a bunch of again, we might have to do something about
definitely
that.
Not. It's just going to be a new drinking game we play. Take a shot.
I don't think so.
All right. Continue, madame.
Anyway, so welcome back, people. It's been a crazy week so far. We're not going to go into any of the details, but we know election's going on. Everyone's... getting a little stir crazy in anticipation and
yeah, I've been drinking.
Okay, just throw that out there.
I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, guess what? We're not talking about it.
Okay, you're right. You're
so
right.
We had plans for this week, but in light of everything, we've decided to change course a bit and go a completely different route. And the funny thing is, John and I kind of had the same idea.
It's kind of creepy.
It is.
It's really scary.
Yeah. So I texted John this morning and I said, hey, I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Uh-huh.
And don't ask any questions about my questions. Just answer them.
Yeah.
And the next text I get from him, the text I got from him was, are you serious right now?
Because I felt like you were listening to my conversation. Like you knew, like somehow you overheard me talking about it. Like maybe I had the phone butt dialed you in my pocket and I was talking to somebody about it and you're like...
Oh, I would have played that really.
Yeah,
I would have kept playing that.
I was like, are you really? Like I was looking around to make sure you weren't like standing behind me.
Well, when you texted me that back, I was like, should I not do this?
No, I just let you know that we kind of think alike.
Yes.
I mean, obviously our questions are different.
Oh, yeah. I know I'm going a completely different route.
Oh, I know I'm going a completely different route for sure. But it was really interesting how close we were just like, okay, backup show, this is what we're going to do.
Yep.
And it was kind of along the same lines.
Yes. So we have decided it's going to be two different episodes. I'm supposing this one will probably get released first because we're talking about it.
Yeah. I would hope so. That second show gonna sound real weird right about now.
Exactly.
What does this part two mean?
Right, exactly.
Actually, we're gonna release this one as part eight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something just questions part eight.
Throw them off. Okay.
Yeah, just gonna throw them off. Completely.
Throw me off. I'm on.
Exactly. This is what I do.
But and fun side note, because we were talking, I think it was the last episode, we were talking about my mom being our best critic, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mama Shrugs. Shout out.
She was laughing at us because I think when we were talking about the circus person, we called him the ringleader.
Yeah.
She said it was the ringmaster or something.
I
think so.
Really? Is it not a ringleader?
I mean, that's what I was guessing.
What's a ringmaster?
I guess that's what he's called.
Oh,
I don't know, because that's all she texted me. She said ringmaster and laughed.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so Yeah, that was pretty
funny. Thanks, Mom. I gotta be careful about what I say. I'm just like,
I couldn't remember what they were called either. I think I've only been to the circus like twice in my whole life.
Really? So. Yeah, I think me too. Once or twice. Yeah. Once in fifth grade, and then I think once after that, taking my nephew once he got old enough to understand what was going on. So
yeah, I think I went with school one time, and then I went with a neighbor and their family, but. Yeah.
And they didn't keep you?
You know, I probably would have ran away.
It sounds like something you would do. It's not too far. Know, it's not too far off from who you actually are. Like,
you know, you're right.
If somebody would tell me Ashley ran away with the circus, I'd be like, well, yeah, not surprised.
Listen, I have probably had many different jobs in past lives because I'm all over the place.
You are all over the place.
I'm a jack of all trades. I think
that's
said that
what
before.
You say. I mean, I don't know if you said it on this show, but I've heard that before.
No, I think I might have said it on another show.
Well, look, you know a lot of things.
But speaking of being a jack of all trades, we're going to get into the topic that we're going to talk about today.
Go for the topic.
So I know you know, but I know the people. Well, some of my family and friends probably know.
Oh, okay.
I love astrology.
Do you really?
I do.
All right, all right.
And you know I do.
No. I was trying to be the people. Like,
okay. All right.
Like,
okay.
What? Really? Astrology?
Yes. I have loved astrology since I was, gosh, I don't even know how old. I was little.
Wee tyke.
Yes. I even brought my very first astrology book.
Oh, it's so cute.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I think it has cancer. Oh.
Yes, that is my sun sign. But let me check the...
It's so tiny.
I know.
Was it meant to be that small?
I guess so. 1994 is when this was printed.
Wow.
So I have had it for a very long time.
It's vintage.
It is vintage.
Might be able to sell it, get some money.
No.
All right, well, this rough times. Who knows?
Listen, no, this is sent to...
Where'd you get that
so
from? Where'd you pull that out of?
My pocket.
Oh, okay. Because you just reached down and all of a sudden a book came up. I was like,
I had it by my side this whole time. I don't even have pockets, John.
Okay, well, that was new to me. I was like, oh, all right. Well,
I've been holding on to it. I've just been hiding it from you.
Oh, nice.
I didn't want you to have an idea of what. Okay. Oh, and that's another thing. He has absolutely no idea that this was going to be about astrology.
No.
I sent him questions because I wanted to be nice, and I wanted him to answer the questions truthfully.
I'm not going to lie.
All right.
What am I going to lie for?
We're at the table. This is honest conversation.
Exactly. No lies at the table.
So, yes. So, this is very unscripted. I didn't give him time to prepare except to look over the questions, and he doesn't even know where this is going.
I don't. I feel like she's going to determine that I'm the horrible person that some people think I am.
What are you talking about?
I'm the villain of this story.
You are not. Stop it. Oh, I guess I'm a little unprepared. I was supposed to have your chart pulled up.
Oh, you got my chart ready?
Okay, now I do. Okay.
My chart's fantastic.
Have you seen your chart?
Never seen it. Well, I have an app that kind of tells me about it.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like an astrology social media app.
Oh.
I tried to get you to sign up one time. It was me and a bunch of friends on there.
I might.
And you looked at it and you're like, this is dumb. I was like, but it's exactly what you like.
I didn't say that.
You really did.
Did I?
I save every conversation. She was not impressed by it. She was just like, I'm not doing that.
I don't remember
but
that.
But it's an astrology app that lets you link up with friends. And you can constantly watch each other's charts. And I thought it was pretty cool. But Ashley just won't feel in it, I guess.
I don't think that happened.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it after the show.
So anyway. Uh-huh. But I don't know if any of you listening are familiar with astrology.
No.
It's basically the blueprint of the chart or the sky.
Okay.
When the very moment you were born. So the hour and the second that is on your birth certificate.
Okay.
So whatever the planets are doing at that time, it's like a snapshot.
Oh, okay.
And according to astrology, it can tell you things about your personality, your psychology, your psyche, things in your life. What?
Nothing.
Crazy? What? Let me see. My man, you might be Santa. But so I know a lot of people probably know their sun signs, but there's actually it's so complicated.
Give us the easy notes.
Okay.
You know, explain this to us like you're talking to a child.
I mean, I don't even know if it makes sense to a child.
You're probably right. Just talk I would really just be slow.
Okay, so your sun sign, what are you, John?
Shouldn't you already know this?
You're Sagittarius, that's right.
I am a Sagittarius. Okay. Warrior.
But so I'm going to assume that some of you guys, probably most of you guys, know your sun signs or know about astrology.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Most people only know their sun sign. Like, you knew you were Sagittarius.
Yes.
But there's like what they call the big three in astrology.
The big three?
Yes. Your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign.
Okay, okay.
So those three really, they make up your, the whole chart makes up a lot of your psyche. But those, just to make it simple, those three make up tell more about you than just what your sun sign would.
Okay.
Like, as for example, my mom is an Aries, but she swears up and down she does not think she's an Aries because she says everything that she's read does not sound like her. And honestly, it doesn't.
Okay.
And more people tend to identify with their rising sign, which with the rising sign, it is your... It's the sign that was on the horizon that was rising at the time of your birth.
Hmm.
So for you, you're a Capricorn.
You're damn right I am. What's a Capricorn?
Listen, it's too much to get into all that. Because I'm not even really talking about basic astrology. I'm going into something else that's
really
fun.
Yeah, you're
on
a whole nother level.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, I'm going beyond like actual just your natal chart. I'm going to go into something completely. Like, it's going to be like a different side of astrology.
I can't wait to post about this on Instagram. I got the art already ready for it.
Do you?
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
It's something I've been holding on to. Because, you know, I use our little characters sometimes, our little cartoon characters.
Yeah, you use it all the time.
Because, look, they're very fun.
They are
and,
fun.
And sometimes...
I love my Bitmoji.
They do certain things, and I'm just like, oh, that's funny. That's random that just popped up, but I'm just going to show you. You don't have to react to it.
I love it.
I've been holding on to this because I was like, one day, this will make sense.
That is funny.
So I've been saving that for a while.
We're not going to be talking about that.
I know,
but that's
but
hilarious.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
Continue, ma'am.
But anyway, and so your sun sign is Sagittarius, your rising sign is Capricorn, and your moon sign is Gemini.
Ooh.
So those three things make a bigger picture of who you are. But I'm not actually going to do your birth chart. I'm going to do something that I've been... studying. John's over there popping a beer.
Look, I'm just trying to get ready for this. I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
No, it's fun. Okay. All right, people. So we're just doing this episode because we're trying to just take people's mind off of everything. So this is completely random.
We're distracting ourselves.
Yes, distracting ourselves. And John had a bad day, so.
Oh, yeah.
So I think this will be fun.
All right. It better be.
It is fun.
I'm coming after you.
Okay. But anyway, so it has to do with astrology, but it's called, it's like a subcategory of astrology. It's something you can take astrology a little bit further, but it's called astrocartography.
Okay, that's a new one. Sounds like a superpower I want.
Doesn't it?
I'm gonna astrocartography you. Good.
You know, it feels like a superpower sometimes.
Okay, well, look, maybe it is. We're about to find out.
So we'll break it down. Okay, so cartography is basically map making, which is funny because I have always loved maps. I like looking at maps. I love ancient maps. I used to have like this poster of a world map on my room, on my wall in my room.
Uh-huh.
And why are you staring at me like that?
No, I'll. You want to know?
Yeah.
I went through a phase where I was obsessed with maps.
No. That is crazy.
I used to draw treasure maps and all different types of like, like when I say maps, I mean those types of maps, like not like like, you know, just maps of the world.
Yeah.
But I used to create these treasure maps of like my neighborhood, of the school, and I would go searching for these treasures. But it was like, so my map's a little different from your maps, but
still, that's awesome.
There's a weird thing.
You know what I always wanted to do? I always wanted to have like one of those, what are they called? Like, where you leave like little clues and you like follow them to the next clue.
Oh, I already have that plan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be one of our outings one day. You think I'm joking.
But what are they called? I can't remember.
Scavenger hunt?
Scavenger hunt. Yes. Yeah. I love those.
I love a good scavenger hunt.
Yes.
I used to watch, what was it? The Amazing Race and you know, Big Brother. Shows like that where, mm-hmm. you know, where you're running from one location to another location. I thought about starting my own company many years ago, a scavenger hunt company where I would come to your city and create the ultimate scavenger hunt.
Oh my gosh.
And I had this idea with a few other people, and it just never went anywhere, but it was one of those JY original ideas. And
my mom actually did a scavenger hunt for me one year for my birthday. Yeah, and it led to an ice cream cake in the freezer. I was so happy. You
That's
know,
so
I like
cute.
I like my ice cream cakes.
Noted. So we in there.
But anyway, where were we? Got sidetracked.
Numerologies.
Numerology. That could be another episode.
I'm just joking.
But anyway, so astrocartography. So anyway, cartography is map making. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I've always loved maps, ancient maps, world maps, things like that. I'm not good at geography,
yeah,
but I like looking at maps and I like to read them and go over them. But anyway, so basically astrocartography is taking your birth chart and pretty much laying it over the globe. And so wherever your planets were, there's these energy places around the globe.
Okay.
They can be good for you, like good places to live.
Okay.
Good places for finding love.
So you're telling me I need to get out of Florida? So this is what you're trying to tell me?
Maybe.
Okay.
But anyway, so what I'm going to be doing is looking at your birth chart on a world map in your
I will edit that to make you sound like you're a professional. Go ahead, girl.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Say it one more time.
Astrocartography.
Bam. That's all they're going to hear.
But they're going to hear you say that and be like, what just happened?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the whole point.
I mean, it is a tongue twister.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so I'm going to be checking out the energy points around the world for you. I don't know if you're into energy and, you know, zodiacs and your, you know,
I know some
astrology
things.
And things
I
like that.
I talked about my aura earlier. The guys do with energies. I know something.
And I don't know if the people are interested in it, but
they're probably not, but it's okay. This is our show. We do what we want at this point.
It's interesting, though. But yeah. Anyway, so for fun and to take people's mind off things and, you know, do something completely random.
Well, put me on the map.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on the map. So let me just pull up your little map.
Ooh.
Speaking of which, so I'm not just making this up. Like, there's actual software that does this.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not randomly.
Yeah. She's on her ancient tablet.
I am on my ancient tablet that I've had for years. But anyway, Mr. Young. All right. So one of my questions for you was, hang on, where did it go? Oh, yeah. I asked you, how has your life in Jacksonville been?
Oh, okay.
So how would you, like, as far as jobs, family life?
I mean,
relationships. How has it been?
Relationships horrible. That's a whole nother show.
Well, we don't have to go into the detail. Just kind of like give us.
Yeah,
a...
Yeah, I get it. I've met some good people here. I'm not gonna lie. Obviously, Florida. It's kind of like all I know in a way. I've been in Florida for a long time. Moved from Tennessee to Florida when I was very young, maybe around the age of 5 or 6, whenever you get ready to start kindergarten. That's when I came to Florida, basically. But yeah, I mean, and then it seems like all my family has been migrating to Florida, Jacksonville, to be more, you know, Pacific. So yeah, I got a lot of family all of a sudden is now in Jacksonville. I'm like, yo, that's cool. We used to have to drive to Atlanta, drive to Mississippi to see a lot of the family. But it's nice when your family's like here. Like, you know, you're just kind of like, oh, okay. Florida ain't so bad. My family's here. So, I mean, and I've always had really good jobs working here. I mean, some of them have been pretty interesting. But so, yeah, I mean, Florida life in Jacksonville ain't bad. You know, it's okay. Home. You know?
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Was that a decent enough answer? Do you want something else?
No, we'll start there. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, thank you. I didn't know if I'm doing it right. So.
Okay. So, looking at your map.
Okay.
It kind of sounds about right. You're kind of in a neutral zone.
About to say I'm in a neutral zone. I'm so basic. That's the first thing that popped in my head when you're like, you're kind of in neutral zone is what I was about to say. Continue
that
my
is
basic
hilarious.
Life.
Yeah, you pretty much are. I mean, you're really close to a Neptune line, but that's, I mean, it's kind of off the coast and it goes more into like North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way. And astrologers were kind of, there's debate on like how far these supposed energetic lines can reach.
Okay.
Some people say that you can kind of feel them between 300 and 500 miles on either either direction. You're like right on the cusp.
Interesting.
So it's like right there at probably about 350. So I feel like, though, what I've researched, and I'm not an expert at astrology. I've been a student of astrology for a long time.
Preach it, sister.
But, and I'm just starting to really get into astrocartography. So if there's any astrologers out there, please don't.
Help her. Please.
I'm just kind of like, you know, getting my feet wet with this. But yeah, so you are right on the edge of a line. So. It's so detailed. I can't get into all the specifics about things,
okay.
But basically your Neptune line has to do with obviously the planet Neptune in your chart. And with every planet and the energies that people say that coincide with these planets, you know, you have your good side and the bad side.
Mm-hmm.
Some astrologer will probably slap me in the face, but like, oh, there's nothing bad. There's no bad qualities, which I believe. I think it's just, it's like the force.
Here we go.
I get back into the force.
The force part two.
It's like the force. You okay. have, you know, you have your light side and your dark side, or what some astrologers and people like to say, the light and the shadow. And it's basically how you use that energy.
Okay.
So you can use it, you know, positive qualities. Or what are you trying to do there,
trying to
John?
Give you some energy. Is that not how that works?
I mean,
said I can use it
sure.
for positive things. I was trying to give you some.
Oh, I got plenty. I don't need yours.
Oh. I get it. I'm sorry.
Stay out of my aura.
we're done here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm wrapping this show up.
Oh, Lord.
Go to my next question. Is there another question?
Wait. I haven't gotten
to the most important part.
Anyway.
Okay.
So it sounds about right, what you've been saying about Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know? But I do kind of feel like you can tap into these energies a little bit further than like maybe 300 miles or so. Maybe very faintly. But anyway.
Uh-huh.
So it would make sense with what you said. And as far as like relationship wise, cause Neptune can kind of be kind of like a, can have a lot of false hopes and like illusions and delusions
yeah.
and things like
yeah.
that. Does that,
I create false hopes in my head all the time. Oh, you girls are evil.
That's like the shadow side.
Oh, yeah. Every time I think I got a good girl, she dirty.
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion. She is horrible.
But the positive side, the Jedi side.
Mm-hmm.
Neptune is also known for being kind and sensitive. Creative. You're very creative.
You're damn right I am.
Idealistic, which can go either way.
Okay.
And also inspirational, which you always have your inspirational stuff that you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
I just like to hear you say it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Neptune can also be kind of like a wishful thinker, though. But that could be good too.
I know.
That could be good or bad. So it's however you want. It's however you want to take and use the energy.
Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna try to use it for good. I promise.
So. All right. Well, let's do that then. He's over here meditating. So there's just some, because this could go on for hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
But so I'll do a few key things here.
Let's do them.
So there's specific lines that are like what astrologers would call your marriage line.
Let's talk about that.
Your
one.
Retirement line.
Let's get into
your prosperity line.
The nitty gritty. I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
But first, before we get into that.
Okay.
You had mentioned one time that if things ever got crazy,
yeah,
you might move back to Japan.
Yes.
So that got me thinking right when you said that. Because
I mean, you can come if you want.
Japan's not good for me.
What do you mean?
In my astrocartography chart? No.
You already checked?
Yeah.
Damn it. Where are we going then?
Well, anyway, so.
Oh, man.
So let me get over to
she
Japan.
She said it's not good for me.
You know, my best lines are not there.
Okay, that's fine.
But I checked out Japan for you.
Thank you.
It's not bad. I've actually got some pretty decent lines pretty good energy lines to work with. You have another Neptune line there. Okay, so, all right. I can't get into too much detail, but because it's just so much.
It sounds like a lot.
Okay, so there's more than one, like, line.
Yeah.
As far as when it comes to, like, the planets.
Okay.
You know, because they're like, well, how can there be two different Neptune lines? There's only one Neptune planet. Okay. Well, you have to think of it in, like, 3D and, like a globe, sort of. Okay.
Yeah, it just rotates around.
Yeah, and,
it's one constant line. Yeah,
and it moves with the rising of the planet and the falling of the planet, and so...
I feel you. I got you.
Okay.
I feel what you're putting down.
Well, you're looking at me funny.
Because this is... You are funny. So, I'm so mad that you can't go to Japan with me, so...
Yeah, it's not... It's just not in the stars. I'm sorry. Not in the stars for me.
Never going back.
Anyway, so you have another Neptune line there, a moon line, and you also have a Mars line, but it's not the worst Mars line. It's actually what astrologers would consider the more positive of the Mars lines. So in Japan, you can, with the Neptune line, you can be a little bit hypersensitive there, but it's also good for being idealistic. Being very inspired, though, that has more of like the positive Neptune energy on this side. Your moon sign or your moon line is really good for settling down. So you could do some roots there, put some roots down.
I'm good.
Really good for relationships. Your Mars line is considered like the pioneer line. And it's so that will give you a lot of drive to achieve whatever you want to over there.
Interesting.
So if you decide to go to Mars.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am now taking away the wine from Ashley. And I am going to Mars. I'll see you later.
Listen.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
I was talking about Mars. I meant to say Japan.
I get it. You're fine.
But anyway, so if you go to Japan.
Yeah, I don't think I will.
It's it'll far. Be pretty decent for you.
Okay.
You know, if things get too crazy,
things get too crazy, I'll use my second citizenship and
right there you go.
Check out.
Oh, you haven't even applied for that yet.
I can though. I've been waiting.
Well, you better get on that.
A rainy day. I might have to. Yeah.
All right, but your best places.
Okay.
Are Fiji.
Okay.
And New Zealand.
I knew it. I've always wanted to go to New Zealand.
Is that right?
It's on my list.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got...
People in New Zealand are nice.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. New Zealand... I've always loved New Zealand. I've got really good lines in New Zealand.
Oh, too. So we can meet up in New Zealand,
yeah, we can
huh?
do that.
Jerk.
But yeah, you've got really good lines. Professionally, really good there.
Mm-hmm.
Saturn, it's the best Saturn line there. It's really good for ambition. You get your recognition there for all your goals and what you've achieved. Your one of your really good Venus lines are there.
She said Venus.
Anyway, so you could find a lasting marriage there.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you know what Chiron is.
Nope.
Okay. But
like kryptonite?
Right.
No.
No. Okay. We'll just say it's a good place for healing your soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely vacation there then.
Yes.
And then come back. Like.
Yeah. So those are your two best places that I've looked on your chart so far.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Now.
Here we go.
I'm just going to do some lines. Some of your, I guess, that are the more famous lines.
Okay.
Like your fame line, like where you could achieve a lot of fame with
okay.
people, is in Fiji, New Zealand.
All right.
And your retirement line is in the UK, France area.
Damn right it is.
Spain.
Yep.
West Africa.
Love
right along that
yeah.
way.
That's where my ancestors traveled.
Oh, okay.
You know, we were in Africa. And we went up when people are getting turned into slaves and coming to the U.S. My people migrated towards the U.K. and the Spain area.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's some ancestry stuff, I'm
Go
telling
back
you.
To your roots.
So, yeah, we went up that way, and that's how we got the Munnigan name and some other stuff. I don't know.
Munnigan?
Yeah.
Is that mom or dad?
That is mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We have a family crest and everything. It's a whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good place for retirement, John.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll look into it.
Note that one.
Yeah. Noted.
All right. So I thought this was really funny.
Oh, here we go.
So your marriage line, it runs and curves from California and pretty much goes right through Las Vegas.
What am I just marry some floozy in Vegas?
But it'll last. It's,
no,
it's like it's your marriage line.
I don't want it to last.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is insane.
That is so funny.
I'm some sleut.
I just thought it was. I mean, maybe you're gonna go to Vegas. Have you ever wanted to go to Vegas?
Man, who hasn't wanted to go to Vegas?
You're gonna find your woman there.
I'm not looking for a woman in Vegas. Jesus.
All right. So one more. All right. So your most prosperous line.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at it too closely, but it runs through India and Pakistan and over in that area.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
you can acquire a lot of wealth over there.
Hey, look, if you can give me some monies, I'm going. I'm about that life.
Right.
I'm sure there's some water parks over there I can work at.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm going to Dubai, too. Dubai's on my list.
You know what? Hang on. Let me look at that. Let me see how close it is to your lines. I got his chart pulled up right here. Let me look. Okay.
I've never seen this mythical chart that she is talking about. As she's looking up my chart, just to keep the airwaves flowing. There's some other places. I surprisingly really like Canada. When I went to Canada.
Yeah. You didn't answer all my questions yet.
You didn't. No, you didn't. You stopped answering
I
questions.
Did stop.
You're just
I
done. She's like, we're not doing questions. But Canada is surprisingly nice. Like, I used to make fun of my friend from being from Canada, but something about being in those mountains, like, oh, it was so nice. Shout out to my friends in Nova Scotia and Okinawan. Okinawan, I said it, But so yeah, Canada's super nice. I will definitely, I can see that being an easy retirement type of place. It's just so chill, man. People so nice in Canada. I mean, Canada might be the way to go, the way the U.S. is going, but we ain't getting into that. So the sooner Ashley gets done looking up chart stuff, the sooner I can stop rambling about going to Canada.
Okay, so Dubai is definitely not in India.
Damn it! This looks pretty on paper.
Yeah, you've got, your closest one is a Mars line, and I probably wouldn't recommend that one.
All right, that's fine. Well, on
but
that note.
you're close to Mumbai in India. Does that, if that sounds intriguing.
I don't want to believe in this religion. Whatever we're doing right now.
Wait, what? All right, all right. So you said Canada. All right. Because that was another question that I had for you. If there's any places that you visited and loved or hated,
mm-hmm.
any places you want to go?
I mean, like I said, I surprisingly really like Canada. I really like being in that area that we're in. And it was just nice. It was peaceful. Like, there was a lot of greenery and mountains and hills, and I just felt really happy in Canada. It was a short period of time. Yeah, it wasn't the best trip. But I was like, yo, I would come back to Canada any day for sure.
What part was it?
We went up to kind of a Calgary area.
I wouldn't even know how to spell that.
We went up towards Calgary and then the Okinawan as well. But don't even worry about it. It's as far as you can go to Canada. Like, it's far, far.
Is it on the east or west side?
I don't even know. I'm going to say west side because it sounds cooler. West side.
Okay, well, you do have a really good line that goes through the east or close to the east side of Canada.
Okay.
Which is like one of your best ones for prosperity.
Okay.
But you do have a lot of lines that go through Canada.
You're damn right I do.
So
I told you it was a nice place when I went there.
So, yeah, I can definitely see how you'd probably be feeling all sorts of things up in Canada.
Yeah, I was feeling some things for sure. Some tingly things.
I want to say your marriage line that came down through Las Vegas actually goes up towards the western side of Canada.
Oh, Canada.
So,
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds very lovely.
But are there any places that you absolutely do not ever care to go to?
I mean, I'm sure there are places, you know, Idaho, like, you know, it's just like there's places I'm sure, like if we're talking states, countries, whatever. I mean, you know, a lot of people always say I want to go to Africa, and I'm just like, you know, I guess it would be cool to go out Africa, but it also probably be depressing. I don't know. I want to see some lions, though. So
some lions. You've got some. Actually, you've got, like I said, your retirement line was west, goes down through West Africa.
Okay, see? Look. Mufasa. And I'm coming.
What?
No. He was an African lion.
But yeah, you could probably get pretty prestigious in West Africa.
Yeah, I don't think there's any places that I'm just like, oh no, I never want to go there. I'm sure there's a ton of them, honestly, because it's just like, why would I ever want to go there? But I haven't had anything pop up in my head that can be like, yo, I never want to go to California. Like, you know, I don't have anything like that.
Gotcha.
That's in my head. I feel like if I have an opportunity to go anywhere, I'm going to go.
Right.
You know, I at least want to see it and experience it. Yeah. And there's just so many different great things around the world. It's like, yo, I want to go see that. Then I'm going to go see that. unless it's some weird third world country where I'm living in a hut when there's mud. And I can probably live without that.
I mean, I could probably live in it, but hey.
Yeah, we know. You're really weird.
I am strange.
So,
well, the thing with astrocartography, it's not saying that you can never go to these places.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to it because it's like, oh, you're going to find a wife in, you know, Vegas. Yeah, you know, I'll take my chances.
She could be from Vegas.
Mm. Wow.
Or Canada.
Hey, Canada, eh?
But, yeah, I mean, it's not saying that you can't go to these places. It's just saying you could be more drawn to certain places. Life might be a little bit easier for you in some places. Life might be a little bit harder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if I go to a place where people don't judge black people so well, it'll be fine. Canada seems to do well with black people. Not a lot of them there, but they're super nice when you find them.
I heard they're not so good to the indigenous people, though. I mean, I'm not in Canada. I don't know, but I just...
Canada, when we did go to Nova Scotia, we went to the Okanagan area of Canada, which is like the British Columbia type of, I think, area. There was one other black person that I found, and he was just as surprised to see me as I was to see him.
That's interesting.
But he was like a nanny. It was like, it looked like some really like buff black dude with dreads, but he was like a nanny with like five or six little white kids with him. So he was doing fine. So I'm just like, yo, if he can be a nanny here watching all these little kids, I'm coming to Canada. Like, you know?
I mean,
poutine's great. Like,
got a lot of energy up there for you.
I know. I will definitely go back. If somebody's like, hey, you want to go to Canada? Yeah, let's go to Canada. My sister just went to Canada for the first time before the pandemic just to go on a whim. She's like, hey, we're going to Canada. And they did. So I just want to be that person. I'm like, yo, let's just go. Let's not talk about it. Let's be about it.
There you go.
And on that note. But no, obviously you're very passionate about this. I mean, it's all very interesting. All joking aside. I would love to hear more about this, and maybe it can be something we can re-explore or come back to and visit a little bit from time to time. It's pretty cool. You know, whatever. I'm always up to learning something new. So
I mean, it's different.
It is different.
Very took your mind off things, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You're right. That was the whole point of this.
Exactly. But yeah, so if you have any friends that might be listening, or any of my friends that might be listening, family, and you're interested, let me know, because I'm doing my research and trying to study things.
She's hitting everybody's charts up.
Yes.
She's just bored at the house.
Get a hold of me.
She's right. Everybody got a chart. So
exactly. Yeah. If you're curious about your area that you live in.
If you're curious. I'm really curious about your chart. I'm going to start pulling all your stuff. So
you wouldn't even know what you're looking at.
You know what? I'm going to figure it out, though. I'm going to surprise you. You think?
I mean, I got it right here. I can have you look at it whenever you want.
This is me looking upside down maps like, what's this line for? Pluto? Where did Pluto come from? You hear about Pluto?
What about?
Anyway, it's a weird joke that it's just old and played out.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. it's just, I don't even know. I can't even explain it. But
all right. Well, I did not realize we were about to hit the 45.
Yeah, we're past it. It's fine.
Oh, well, okay. We should probably close, though, because that's pretty long.
I mean, it is what it is.
All right.
But she's like looking at me to push the button.
Yeah,
she's
I'm like waiting.
She's like, is he going to push it? Is he going to push it? It's
sorry, people. I didn't realize we went this long.
There it goes.
But yes, I hope it distracted you and you found it somewhat interesting.
Yes,
and
thank you for going on this very mythical journey with
us.
Yes,
mythical. I like that.
It's so good. All right, guys, we will see you very soon.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening. We out.
We out.
Going to Canada.